From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama says the U.S. is fully lifting the 50-year ban on the sale of military equipment to Vietnam. In a joint press conference in Hanoi with Mr. Obama, Vietnamese President Trai Dai Quang said the two governments have agreed to strengthen their partnership in substance and in depth. Responding to a reporter's question about increased Chinese aggression in the region, Mr. Obama said the decision was not based on China. He said it was based on the desire to complete a long process that began decades ago by many veterans of the Vietnam War. Mr. Obama said the U.S. and Vietnam still have differences over human rights and that each individual weapon sale will be reviewed on a case-by-case basis. The two leaders also announced new business agreements amounting to $16 billion. Mr. Obama says the death of Taliban chief Mullah Akhtar Mansour removed the leader of an organization that Mr. Obama said has continued a plot against and unleash attacks on American and coalition forces. Mr. Obama said Monday during a news conference in Hanoi that the Taliban leader had rejected efforts by the Afghan government to engage in peace talks and end the violence that had taken the lives of many people. The U.S. leader made the comments one day after the Afghan intelligence agency confirmed Mansour was killed in a U.S. airstrike in Pakistan near the Afghan border. A series of bomb blasts Monday in two Syrian coastal cities left at least 100 people dead and dozens wounded. Four bombs exploded in Jable, killing 53 people. 48 people were killed in Tartus when three bombs struck the city. This is VOA News. The Freedom Party candidate in Austria's presidential election has conceded defeat. Norbert Hofer, nominee of the Euroskeptic Anti-Immigration Party, said Monday that he was sad he had not won, but called the work of his supporters an investment for the future. While the results from Sunday's vote have not been officially announced, Alexander van der Bellen, a former Green Party chief running as an independent, appears to have won a significant chunk of the 90,000 absentee ballots that remained to be counted. A Baltimore police officer was found not guilty on charges related to the death of Freddie Gray, a black suspect who died last year after suffering injuries while riding in the back of a police van. Officer Edward Nero faced charges of second-degree assault, reckless endangerment, and misconduct in office. He was acquitted Monday of all charges. Prosecutors say the 30-year-old officer unlawfully arrested Gray on April 20, 2015, without probable cause, and failed to secure him in the police van with a seatbelt. Gray was handcuffed and shackled by his feet, but not buckled into the seat after being arrested. Attorneys for Nero argued he did not make the arrest and that it was the driver's responsibility to ensure that Gray was secure. Five other officers are facing charges. As Iraqi forces start an offensive to retake the city of Fallujah from Islamic State militants, United Nations officials are worried about thousands of families who may be trapped there. Lisa Grande, the UN humanitarian coordinator for Iraq, says some 30 families, more than 100 people, had managed to escape on May 21st before the aerial bombardment started. Others are reported to have died trying. U.S. Republican voters appear to have largely cast aside their reservations about presumptive presidential nominee Donald Trump. Political scientist Stephen Wayne at Georgetown University said the Republican base had coalesced around Trump. Meanwhile, he said Democratic voters have yet to rally behind former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who still faces a challenger, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Islamic State terrorists have claimed responsibility for a pair of suicide bombings outside an army recruiting center in the Yemeni city of Aden. At least 45 people were killed and many others were wounded in the attack. Most of the victims were army recruits. IS said in an online statement that one of its militants targeted what he called apostate soldiers waiting outside an army recruitment center with an explosive belt. That attack was quickly followed by a bomb that blew up outside the nearby Badr Army base. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.